If you love listening to podcasts, then you might love audiobooks too. And that's why I recommend Audible. Audible is the best app in the world to download and enjoy audiobooks. And with seemingly infinite titles, including the Game of Thrones series, Harry Potter, Lean In, and more, I guarantee you'll find the perfect audiobook for you. A great feature that'll come in handy is you can download all of your titles on any device and listen offline. This is, of course, particularly useful when traveling or during long commutes, and we all know it's simply a drag to sit in a train, plane, or bus with nothing to help time go by a little faster. For the listeners of Sleep and Relax ASMR, you'll get a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial if you go to audibletrial.com/sleepandrelaxASMR. The audiobook I recommend is Stephen King's The Shining because, I'm a sucker for fiction and there's something amazing about listening to a well-told horror story to pass time. So that's audibletrial.com/sleepandrelaxASMR to claim your 30-day trial and get one free download. Welcome to episode 184 of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode, I'll be talking about some of the items I was fortunate enough to receive and or purchase this holiday season, and maybe a couple items that I was looking at or thought would be cool as a gift to myself or others. Now, this is a ramble episode, which means I'll be rambling about a series of related, sometimes unrelated topics. And it'll be maybe confusing and a little incoherent, but the idea is to help you just kind of zone out, relax, and maybe fall asleep, maybe just unplug for a little bit. It's whatever you need it to serve you, whatever purpose you'd like it to accomplish or serve for you. So happy holidays, everyone. I'm pretty sure I've said that a few times over the last few episodes. Holiday season is a great time for friends and family, and it's a nice time to treat yourself a little bit. This can be in the form of maybe a getaway trip, maybe some physical toys, could be a new phone, a new tablet, candles. I mean, it could even be socks. Now, I'm a little bit of a sucker for really nice, comfortable socks. Not no-show socks or ankle socks, because even if they're cool-looking no-show socks, I sometimes refer to them as ballerina socks. Those could be nice, but I really like, if I'm being honest, I really like receiving a pair of nice-looking, long, formal-ish socks, like the type you wear when you go out to a semi-formal or formal event, or maybe a business casual event. Recently, I was at Nordstrom, and before you say, wow, this guy shops at Nordstrom, I don't really shop at Nordstrom. I go there every now and then because I find that in particular for undershirts, socks, underwear, they have very good deals towards this time of year. Lo and behold, they were selling these beautiful long socks for 70% off. So I purchased a pair or two at maybe, I think it was like $5, $7. I saw 70% off. And I remember thinking, that's a good deal. So I went for it. And I know maybe you're making fun of me thinking about how I get all excited about socks, but there's something really cool. Or there's something really cool about comfortable, interesting looking socks to really brighten up and add some flair to your outfit. You know, I'm not the type of person that wears flashy colors or flashy outfits. You know, you'll never see me wearing, you know, a pink polka dot shirt or, you know, a teal colored, you know, button down shirt with, you know, red shoes. I'm not that type of person. So I do like to get some personality and color from my socks. Oh, Argyle. Argyle. That's the name of the pattern I was thinking about in the season greetings episode. Remember I was saying how I liked my great uncle's sweater from the season's greeting card he sent last year? And I couldn't remember what the checkered diamond pattern was called, but now I remember it's Argyle. Who came up with that name? If you search on Wikipedia Argyle, which I'm doing quietly here in the background, it'll show you a list of different places with the name Argyle. And I'm just scrolling down here to see if I know any of these places. Well, one that pops out here. I spent a lot of time in the great province of Ontario, Canada, for a few years. And one of the first ones that I noticed here was Argyle, Ontario. And if you click on Argyle, Ontario, it redirects you to the Wikipedia page for Kawartha Lakes, which is kind of cool because I have spent some time in that area and nearby areas as well, including Peterborough. Kawartha Lakes features a ton of little communities, some of which include Argyle, which I mentioned a few moments ago. Pay attention. Eros, Barclay, Bellevue, which I've been to or passed by. Bob Cajun, another area I passed through a couple times, but I couldn't tell you anything about it otherwise. Burton. What other area here? Daytona Beach. Daytona Beach. Not to be confused with Daytona Beach in Florida. I wonder if they do that on purpose. Just, I don't know. I mean, I guess no one names it on purpose. But, oh, I don't know. I mean, were they saying, like, hey, let's get as close to Daytona Beach as possible so maybe people visit us, you know, because they're confused. I mean, another one of the communities is Manila. Not to be confused with Manila, the capital of the Philippines. Manila's population is roughly 1.78 million people, whereas the community of Manila, Kawartha Lakes, is significantly smaller. I'm looking for the population of, maybe they pronounce it Manila. I don't know. I really haven't been, never really been there. I mean, who names a city Manila? A place called Manila in Ontario, no less. And it's spelled with two L's, actually, just to add insult to injury. It's just, maybe it's a last name and someone. Just who gives these things their names? Just settlers, a guy that visited the Philippines and fell in love with the place, and he said, you know what, let's just call this area Manila, Ontario. And just to make sure people know that we're the Canadian version of that city, we're going to go ahead and put two L's in there. It's just like Daytona Beach. It doesn't roll off the tongue. And, you know, there's Daytona Beach, which is, I think, pretty well known as a tourist spot by a lot of people. And do they just hope that a couple of people are going to fly to Daytona Beach, Ontario, you know, spend some tourist dollars and not realize they're in the wrong place that they were looking for? I don't want to take a jab at Manila or Daytona Beach, Ontario. I love the province of Ontario in general, and I've been across a few different cities, including Ottawa, Toronto, Peterborough, so on and so forth. But I'm not too impressed with some of the community names of Kawartha Lakes. A little misleading. Then we have Argyle, Florida. Argyle is an unincorporated community in Walton County, Florida. I can't tell because the text is a little too small. But if you look at the Wikipedia page for Argyle, Florida, there is literally just an overview and then a small history section which writes about its post office. And the history section for Argyle, Florida, literally just reads as follows. Quote, a post office has been in operation at Argyle since 1883. The community was named after Argyle in Scotland, the homeland of a large share of the first settlers. End quote. So Wikipedia really isn't showing much love to Argyle, Florida, because that's all they have on it. And I think I had the population somewhere here that now I just accidentally X'd it out and I didn't include it in my show notes. But that's it. You know, it's a little ominous in my opinion if you just read that. It sounds like the opening remarks from a creepy movie talking about the early settlers and how they haunted town, right? You know, a post office has been in operation at Argyle since 1883. The community was named after Argyle, Scotland, the homeland of a large share of its first settlers. Legend has it the settlers still live there today. You know, something like that. But let's get back to socks. So I did buy a pair of socks from a brand called Rio Riva, which are these really lovely striped socks. They have a lovely look to them. They had a little bit of color and interest to an outfit without being too over the top or just yelling, "Hey, look down here," which I don't like that either in my socks. And I'll include a link to the exact same socks I bought in the show notes of this episode. It's an Amazon link. It's not a, you know, it's not a, I don't have a deal with a Rio Riva. But yeah, you know, sometimes some socks have, you know, a driving avocado on them, or, you know, little cows and little dogs and cats. Just, and that's cool. I can appreciate the creativity and the art and the style, but me being, I'm not old. I mean, I'm in my 20s, but me being at a point in my life where, I have to be taken a little more seriously, I think it's more appropriate to show up with striped socks with different colors than, you know, someone eating avocado toast on my socks, or, you know, a little cartoon bear just kind of like being, you know, patterned all over my socks. This is my opinion, right? Because I know some of you might think like, hey, come on, they should take you seriously, even if you have a pattern of someone eating avocado toast on your socks. But, you know, sometimes I'm putting that old man, I'm putting that own, that barrier on myself. No one's actually told me, hey, don't you dare show up to this meeting with a pattern of, you know, sheep jumping over a fence on your socks, or else the deal's off. But I'd rather not risk it. What else did I get this holiday season? As I ponder, because my memory is absolutely terrible. I do find my memory is a little better since I started taking a supplement for cognitive performance. But this goes back to the other episode I made about my daily vitamin stack, that maybe is more of a placebo effect. Oh, how could I forget? I bought Assassin's Creed Origin, or it's Origin or Origins. No, I can't quite remember. Well, either way, I bought the new Assassin's Creed for the PS4. Assassin's Creed is the gaming franchise that actually got me to purchase a new console. And before the PS4, I hadn't owned a console for a few years, and the last console I had before that was a GameCube. So you can call me a dinosaur pretty much. So I'm excited about Assassin's Creed Origin or Origins, whichever one it is. I didn't include whether it's Origin or Origins in my show notes, but it takes place in Egypt. And I'm not sure how many of you are gaming fans, but Assassin's Creed is a video game series developed by Ubisoft. And it depicts a centuries-old struggle pitting the Assassins against the Templars. And the Assassins are the good guys, Templars are the bad guys. Did you get that? Did you understand the entire premise now? Are you set to go? It's a little dense, you know. I say that obviously in jest, because when I first... it was a friend of mine who told me they were playing Assassin's Creed, which is the one that they were... which is the one that they were playing at the time. Syndicate, maybe? No, I think Syndicate is a little afterwards. Anyway, I can't remember exactly. Again, my memory is terrible. He was playing Assassin's Creed Syndicate, or whatever version of the game he was playing. And then at first he only told me that premise. He said, listen, you have the Assassins, which are actually the good guys, versus the Templars, which are the bad guys. And I said, okay, in what world are the assassins supposed to be the good guys, right? But I kept on listening. And then he was mentioning how, not to get into too many details, but he mentions how the assassins are the good guys and the Templars are trying to... The Templars are basically the... They come in the form of this large multinational corporation that is trying to steal information and artifacts from the past using... it's like a ridiculous concept. Using the DNA of previous historical figures in order to basically gain access to their memories and obtain... It's dense. Yeah, I know. It's kind of ridiculous. It's like a modern super high-tech company that uses old pieces of DNA to relive or re-experience the memories of these historical figures long ago in order to gain access to secrets and artifacts. And did you get that? You know, again, like, if you don't know much about the game, it's... Even me, what I enjoy about it is, you know, the game dynamics, and I enjoy being able to sneak around. You know, you're able to basically climb on anything and everything in the game, and you're able to take out a whole bunch of different opponents, either with brute force, with stealth, and I like those kind of games that you're able to take a couple different approaches to accomplish a goal. And, but anyway, it's a little dense, it's a little far out there, but it works well, I promise. And Ubisoft is the developer, as I mentioned. I'm not sure what's up with their name. It's actually like Ubisoft. No, it's Ubisoft. But it's Ubisoft. Just a weird name for a game development company. So anyway, I've included a direct link to Assassin's Creed Origin or Origins in the show notes as well, where you can purchase it on Amazon. Again, I don't have a deal for you, unfortunately, but if you're interested in buying the game, you can use that link to check it out, read reviews, whatnot. The final item that I'm happy I purchased this holiday season, new running shoes. The ones I purchased were the Under Armour Men's Speedform Sling Ride running shoes. A bit of a tongue twister. It doesn't exactly flow off the tongue. But my favorite tongue twister is Peter Piper picked up... See, it's my favorite because I can never actually get it right the first time. Or maybe the second time. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Did Peter Piper pick a peck of pickled peppers? If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers... Where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? I think I got it right. My second favorite tongue twister is, she sells seashells by the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. So if she sells shells on the seashore, I'm sure she sells seashore shells. Again, I'm not particularly good at it. I was in drama, and I did perform in a few middle school and high school plays, as I've... mentioned in previous episodes. If you don't remember that, shame on you. Pay attention. Just kidding. I think I mentioned it in passing like 35 episodes ago, maybe. So it doesn't... Again, Under Armour Men's Speedform Sling Ride running shoes. In my opinion, not the greatest of names. A little bit... a little long. But I was fortunate enough to buy one of those for myself. And... it was really a gift from you know, some family gave me a little bit of cash, and I used the extra cash to buy new running shoes, because before then I was using shoes from 2009, and they still work fine, but they're pretty worn out. And what I love about these new running shoes is how comfortable they are, and they look good to wear in public. So I like other styles of running shoes, but what I dislike is owning a pair of shoes that you can't really wear for everyday life or with most outfits. So I bought these in boring gray, but they still look great. And again, I would rather have greater use for them in different situations than just going out with them in the gym. You know how, like, for example, I think it's ASIC shoes. They look comfortable and they're really cool, but, you know, their colors are like neon yellow with navy blue and, you know, blood red or whatever. And Excuse me. And the problem with those, obviously, is they're cool to work out with. They're probably very functional, but it's hard for me to then wear them in public. Again, I don't wear very flashy outfits. If I did, I'd probably be totally cool wearing them in public. But I like to wear, you know, relatively muted down outfits. So what I like about these Under Armour shoes is they look really nice without being so out there and so flashy that I can't wear them in public. No, I can wear them when I just go to the grocery store, if I'm just meeting up with, you know, a friend for coffee. So I like those. They run a little small. I wear 11 and a half usually, but I would probably get these in 12 if I could redo it. And I've included a link to the shoes on Amazon in the description or in the show notes as well, so you can get the exact same pair of shoes as me if you want. You don't have to. No one's forcing you to do anything. And let me see my notes here. What else? I would say that one item I didn't purchase yet that I actually purchased today is an electric kettle. Recently, I've gotten into drinking tea, and I've always been a coffee guy. I drink a ton of coffee. I may have mentioned that in previous episodes. Like, I will drink basically at least 3 cups of coffee a day at minimum, and I've drank 6, 7, 8 cups in one day. Not because I need it. I love the taste of it, and I love the experience of drinking coffee, especially different types of coffee. And so I'll end up just drinking coffee without realizing until the end of the day, like, holy crap, I just drank a ton of coffee. So I've tried to drink tea as an alternative, especially first thing in the morning and right before bed, as alternatives to coffee. And I just purchased an electric kettle that'll help me heat up water instantly. And I know some of you are probably like, well, why not just heat it up in a pot? Yeah, I could. And that's what I've been doing. But for me, they're not very expensive. They look kind of cool, actually. And they're very functional, because for me, the idea of just being able to pour in some water, plug them in, turn them on, and have really hot water ready to use to steep my tea in, that to me is a really solid deal. You know, if they were $700 then, or $1,000, you know, if they were $100, $200, I'd probably reconsider. But I can't remember the exact price I got this kettle I bought, but I purchased a little late, but I'm looking forward to trying it out. So I will include, and of course, because I don't include good show notes, I don't have the name of the kettle itself or anything like that, but have faith, I will leave in the description or in the show notes of this episode a link to the exact same kettle that I bought. And I bought it mainly because it seemed to have good reviews and it looked really nice and wasn't too expensive. So that's it. That's it for this ramble episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, this holiday season, it's time to give and time to be grateful for the things you do have. So, be kind to each other. If you have questions for me, comments, if you have show episode suggestions, if you want to tell me you like the show, if you dislike the show, you can always email me at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. Remember, you can help out the show in a very big way this holiday season by helping us via Patreon, which is just patreon.com/sleepandrelaxasmr. The more support the show receives on Patreon, the more likely I can do this full time and potentially assemble a team so that we're releasing more and more content without sacrificing quality. So just a consideration for you, and thank you for listening to this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. Until next time, and take care.